Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Wow, my video that I did for you yesterday, which was titled Bob Wants All Americans Tracked by Wearables, really got a lot of interesting comments. Most people understood where I was coming from, which was the point that the government should not be involved in our healthcare choices, period. And the fact that Bob Kennedy clearly stated that his vision was for all Americans to be tracked by these wearables within 4 years was very startling. I actually wasn't surprised by it, but what I should say was I was very distressed to hear that. Now, there were a couple of other comments that I want to highlight at the end of this video where people are offering a different perspective. And I want to acknowledge that perspective and also respond with my own point of view, because inevitably there will be comments from people who actually are in favor of this. Now, what's very interesting to me is that Children's Health Defense, which is where I got this image, remember, Children's Health Defense is the organization that had Bob Kennedy as the chairman. And he was making, hundreds of thousands of dollars as the chairman. He's a multimillionaire, so I don't know why he needed to get that kind of salary for a nonprofit, but that's beside the point, really. He was in charge of this organization, and many people felt betrayed by his position of saying that vaccines have saved millions of lives and that he wants to increase the number of children and individuals getting vaccines, and that he wants them to be safe and effective. And you know that only harms children and enriches Big Pharma in the meantime. So what was shocking to me is that Children's Health Defense is actually in opposition to Bob's statement. And this was from their website. Every American wearing a wearable, and that's the quote from Bob, is not a vision we share. And that's from Children's Health Defense. And here we are. So I'm going to read to you this article because I think it's so very important. And I will have a link for you here and also in my Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com. So every American wearing a wearable is not a vision that we share. And this just was published today, June 26, as I'm filming this video. So I really wanted to do a follow-up for you because they brought up a very important point that I missed. And this is all about the radio frequency, the EMF, the wireless technology that is going to be tracking you, and how harmful that is for people to be exposed to this radiation. And of course, the sharing of the biometric data, such as your heart rate, your blood pressure, your glucose levels, and so forth. I did an entire video with my concerns about that, which I'll link for you after this one. But here's what Bob Kennedy's own Children's Health Defense, which he is no longer a part of, states. So during the recent congressional testimony, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy stated, "We are about to launch one of the biggest advertising campaigns in HH history to encourage Americans to use wearables. My vision is that every American is wearing a wearable within 4 years." All right, that's not a vision that I share either. And I certainly am opposed to your tax dollars and my money, my tax dollars, and the money that they print out of thin air and they steal out of our paycheck every month. Why are they going to be using that to advertise for people to wear these wearables? Now, I did not see in this article my main concern, which is the nominee for Surgeon General, Casey Means, and I've done several videos and I will play more of those as well with my concerns. She's being nominated top doc. Now, of course, you should not take medical advice from any doctor that hasn't examined you, and she's not even a licensed medical doctor, but she owns these companies that are pushing the wearables. So again, I'll leave the video for you to do a deep dive. You don't see a conflict of interest here that Bob Kennedy is promoting every American, 300, including children, 300, and let's just round it out to 50 million people are going to be wearing these wearables. That's going to make Casey Means probably a trillionaire, if my math is right. So Kennedy was responding to a question about whether consumers should continue to have access to wearables. He explained that wearables allow users to constantly track in real time how food and lifestyle choices affect their health metrics. He also claimed that wearables are key to the Make America Healthy Again agenda, MAHA. I'm pretty sick of that word. We agree that this is the opinion here now from Children's Health Defense. We agree that people should be able to monitor their health in innovative ways using the technology they choose. That is the key phrase. But we do not think the federal government should try to push wearables on every American. A wearable is an electronic device such as a smartwatch, fitness tracker, or smart ring worn on the body. Friends, it's not just worn on the body. It is injected into the body. Her device called Levels has a filament that is actually injected into your body. I did a whole video detailing that. It's injected under your skin. So it's not a wearable, it's an injectable. I need to correct my language now, and I'm going to start calling it an injectable. It's made up of dozens of sensors and wireless technologies that continuously collect, monitor, and transmit biometric and other sensitive data. We do not share this vision, says Miriam Eckenfels, director of the Children's Self-Defense Electromagnetic Radiation and Wireless Program. On the contrary, we oppose governmental pressure to incentivize the widespread use of wearables, or as I'm calling them, injectables. They pose serious health risks, especially to children, and they threaten privacy. Friends, think about it. This is my commentary now. That data could be hacked. You could be provided and fed information that's not accurate so that your doctor is then going to put you on a drug that you don't need. Or worse yet, your insurer may not insure you unless you're going to be participating in these wearables dash injectables. Now, these wireless technologies, including wearables, have clear and well-documented harms. These devices continuously emit radio frequency radiation in direct contact with the body for long periods of time. I wanted to bring this information to you, friends. This is my commentary now, because I didn't mention it in yesterday's video, and this is a huge concern for so many people. So the RF radiation exposure is associated with a wide range of adverse health effects, including increased cancer risk, cellular stress, increase in harmful free radicals, genetic damages, structural and functional changes of the reproductive system. You know that population control is at the seat of a lot of this, friends, and here we're seeing this right here. Learning and memory deficits, neurological disorders, and negative impacts on general well-being. Well, how do you like them apples? So you're putting on the wearable to track your bio data, and that is actually harmful. And then all of your readouts are going to require you to take some kind of medication or injections. I'm just going to skim through this a little bit. I'll have a link for you to read the whole thing, but this really concerns me as well. Children and pregnant women are at even greater risk. Children have smaller bodies. They have developing nervous systems and more conductive tissue and longer lifetimes of exposure compared to adults, putting them at even greater risk of harm from radiation exposure. Their cells are dividing and growing at a higher rate, so the DNA damage is magnified. And when it comes to pregnant women that are going to be implanted with this device, there are additional chronic health conditions that can occur from the electromagnetic radiation syndrome. So, or what I'm saying is that there are people that have this electromagnetic radiation syndrome. You may be one or know of someone who is extremely sensitive to this radiation. And so those are vulnerable people in addition to pregnant women. So I am just floored that Kennedy, well, I'm not shocked that he is promoting this, but it's amazing that the Children's Health Defense is speaking out against it. Here's another concern. Biometric data collection raises privacy concerns. The wireless technologies, remember, that are implanted in your skin, thanks to Casey Means, who Bob Kennedy is promoting, They also have well-documented privacy impacts. So these devices continuously collect biometric data, including your heart rate, your quality of sleep, your blood pressure, your cholesterol levels, your oxygen levels, your calorie burn, your sweat gland emissions, your hormone levels, your body temperature, emotional responses, movement, and precise geolocation, meaning where you are. They are tracking you, friends. This biometric data is transmitted over the internet, can be used to create an intimate profile of the user's physical and psychological states. This intimate profile can be made available to employers, medical providers, private corporations, artificial intelligence systems, insurance companies, and government entities. Now, friends, I covered all of that in my video yesterday, all about the concerns over privacy. So I hope that someone at Children's Health Defense is watching my videos and reading my Substack. Some of my viewers said, oh yeah, you won't be able to order your pizza because your biometric data from your wearable trackable device is going to say that your cholesterol level is too high, or you've already had enough calories for the day. I want to finish off with this last paragraph where the opinion piece says, we are eager to learn more about Secretary Kennedy's full intent regarding wearables, but they have a concern about the direct contact with the body. It's concerning and fundamentally at odds with the values of informed consent. I call it informed no consent, because you have the right to refuse these protocols, privacy, and bodily autonomy that CHD defends. The public deserves radical transparency about the wearables / injectables health and privacy risks. Their use must remain a personal choice and not a public health objective. I am giving a standing ovation to that statement. It goes on to state, we do not share, indeed we oppose a vision, meaning Bob Kennedy's vision, where everyone is subject to constant wireless exposure in direct contact with the body and biometric tracking. What amounts to technocratic surveillance should not be normalized, encouraged, or promoted at the federal level. I wholeheartedly agree with this statement. Now, I promised you that there were a couple of other comments that people made, and I wanted to give my response to that. And those are people who say, for example, well, my daughter wears one of these and it helps her with her blood sugar. Or my husband had one and he didn't realize that he needed to see a heart doctor. Well, that's all well and good for your daughter and your husband, because those were personal choices, or they were recommended by a doctor who examined you and perhaps diagnosed and recommended. Remember, you don't have to follow your doctor's recommendations. You are the final arbiter of your health. You are responsible for your health, not your doctor. Certainly not your neighbor, not your employer, not the checkout clerk at Trader Joe's, and certainly not the federal government. Now, one other comment that people tend to send me when I give my criticism of Bob Kennedy and his policies is they will say, well, Peggy, he has to say these things. His life is in danger. He might be killed if he stands up and speaks the truth. So you're telling me that Bob would rather put millions of innocent lives at risk rather than stand up and tell the truth? I find that very far-fetched, very hard to believe. There are thousands of freedom fighters that I know personally that have put their lives on the line. They have risked going to jail, being separated from their families, and perhaps making the ultimate sacrifice for freedom. Count me among those people. So I don't buy the argument that Bob is captured. Oh no, friends, this has been his agenda all along. In an upcoming video next week, I'm going to break down his latest statement where he talks about, yet again, restoring trust in the regulatory agencies so that you'll trust him when he says, good news, folks, we took the thimerosal out of flu jabs, so line up and get your seasonal flu jab. That's the slippery slope, my friends. If you'd like to stay tuned, I'm going to replay my video called The Bob Delusion Syndrome, and I'll show you exactly how this is progressing according to plan of those that are trying to execute the biggest bait and switch. Thanks for being on board, everybody. I'll have a write-up for you and links at my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com.